President Trump just wrapped up a press conference at the White House where he's been meeting with the president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari. The president answered questions on a number of topics. And joining us now to talk about it is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the president's press conference came shortly after an appearance in Israel by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which he said he has new and conclusive proof that Iran has cheated on the nuclear deal. We're waiting for President Trump to decide what he's going to do by May the 12th, whether the U.S. will pull out of the deal. Here's what he said on that subject.
You know, in 7 years, that deal will have expired and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That's not acceptable. 7 years is tomorrow. That's not acceptable.
Do we get any more of a sense of what's going to happen with the U.S. and the Iran nuclear deal?
Perhaps. There is clearly a campaign underway here. As you mentioned, the president has to decide by May 12th. He seems to be leaning against it. That's all the rhetoric that we've heard. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has just returned from the region where he was attacking Iran. And now we have this presentation by the Israeli prime minister in English, giving a lecture in English on Iranian nukes and saying that this newly discovered evidence by the legendary Mossad intelligence service of Israel, this new evidence shows that Iran was lying about its program before the deal, which more or less was the reason that the European powers and the United States decided to go into the deal to try to restrain the program. But Netanyahu says they are also still cheating now, which the international inspectors have said they are not. So the president immediately said this proved that he was 100% right, that the Netanyahu material showed he, President Trump, was 100% right. So we'll have to take this at least as body language indicating the president wants out of the deal.
Wants out of the deal. And maybe that would mean renegotiating it, adding some new demands on Iran. But we'll have to see what happens with that. Again, May the 12th, the deadline for that. Meanwhile, the president was asked about immigration. There's this caravan of migrants from Central America that's reached the U.S. border near San Diego. Here's the president talking about that.
We have to have borders. We don't have borders, we don't have a country. And I've been watching for weeks as the caravan came up. And you know, the Mexican laws are very tough on immigration, extremely tough. And it started out with way over 1,000 people. I guess now it's down to about 100.
He seems to be downplaying it a little there compared to what he has been saying. Do we know what the president is planning to do about these migrants?
We don't. They're down to about 150, according to the people reporting from the actual scene. It's just not clear what's going to be done with them. The usual holding facility for people seeking asylum at that particular point on the border is full at the moment, or at least that's what is being reported. So they are out there under tents. It's about 45, 50, 55 degrees there on the shoreline there, south of San Diego. And there is no real clear answer as to how these people are going to be dealt with or whether we're just going to watch them shiver under these tents on CNN for the next several days. Certainly at some point or another, a number this small should be manageable, and the interviews to determine whether or not they deserve asylum in this country can be conducted.
As we mentioned, the president was there today with the president of Nigeria. This is the first leader from sub-Saharan Africa to come during Trump's presidency. And of course, people will remember that back in January, the president reportedly used a vulgar word to describe African nations. The Nigerian president was asked about that. He didn't seem to want to say too much. And then Trump jumped in. Let's listen.
We didn't discuss it. And you do have some countries that are in very bad shape and very tough places to live in. But we didn't discuss it because the president knows me and he knows where I'm coming from. And I appreciate that.
So it sounds like he's not really denying that he said it in the first place.
No, not at all. And this was not, generally speaking, a warm and fuzzy meeting, but the joint presser, generally speaking, serves the purposes of both the governments and both the nations involved for the two leaders to meet and make a magnanimous show of mutual respect.
What did we learn about the president's upcoming potential meeting with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea?
The president is open to suggestions for a location, but he thinks it would be good to have it right on the border between the two countries, right on the demilitarized zone. And he is reveling in the success that the two Korean leaders have had in bringing the peninsula to the brink of peace for the first time since the early 1950s. The South Korean president has given credit to President Trump, and people were shouting Nobel Prize at the rally that the president had on Saturday night in Michigan, all of which is going to make it rather awkward if the president does decide to walk away from this promised conference without the promised deal. We shall see.
It's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.